Subliminal Advertising. Letter to the Postmaster General from the Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, 22nd October 1958, HO256/607. TWW was Television Wales and the West, the newly established ITV company for the region. The ITA was the Independent Television Authority, the body set up to create and regulate television stations independent from the BBC in 1954. Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. I reference S/24. Confidential. 22nd October 1958. My dear Ernest, you will have seen the publicity about TWW's use of the flashed message, "Keep watching." The topic was mentioned at the News Executive a few days ago. I was glad to hear that the ITA had given the Post Office an assurance that they are strongly against any form of subliminal communication, whether it is applied to advertising or to any other activities of the programme companies. The Post Office informed the News Executive that TWW had decided to withdraw the slogan as from 16th December. I understand that the view taken in the Post Office is that subliminal advertising as such would be forbidden under the Television Act's Second Schedule, Paragraph 1, and that one could perhaps hold that the authority's duty under Section 3, Subsection 1A, to satisfy themselves that nothing is included in the programmes which offends good taste or decency, or is likely to be offensive to public feeling, should rule out the use of subliminal communication to encourage viewers to continue viewing. There may well be questions about the TWW episode when Parliament reassembles, and I think it would be helpful to establish the legal position more clearly, both in regard to subliminal advertising and communication. You may like to consider referring this matter to the law officers, if this has not already been done. I notice that in David Eccles' reply to a question by Mr. Stonehouse on the 18th March 1958, it was stated quite definitely that it is illegal to use subliminal advertising on television, but I do not know whether this answer followed the expression of a view by the law officers. There is another point about observance of the Television Act to which your attention has probably already been drawn, namely the allegations by Christopher Mayhew about faked interviews and misreporting. I should be interested to know what you think of Mayhew's allegations. Yours. Signed, Charles. The Right Honourable Ernest Marples, MP, Postmaster General, St Martin's-le-Grand, London, EC1.